Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking Millennial Money Travels to Nashville.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
So this week, we're going to talk about one of our favorite cities, aren't we?
Yes, we're talking about Nashville, a place that we have been to a gazillion times and are actually even thinking about moving to.
Yeah, and you've been traveling there way before I was.
Yeah, one of my best friends lives just outside of Nashville, and so I've been traveling there for about 10 years and really have seen kind of the evolution of the city over the past 10 years and just, you know, how crazy awesome it is now to go and live in Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, and I've been traveling the last several years, and every time we go, it's growing all the time. There's cranes everywhere, there's construction everywhere, and what I think is all the good ways, Sometimes that there can be ups and downs of people that have been there, but more and more eclectic people are moving there. It's not just country music. It's artists and musicians and chefs and writers and just all mixed all together with people that have been living there forever. And they also happen to be some of the nicest people that there are as well, too.
Yeah, and I think one of the coolest things about Nashville is, even though it is a really hip city right now, it's a city you can go and travel to on almost any budget and really have a good time. And I think, you know, Nashville and our love for Nashville and really the concept that, you know, you shouldn't put travel on hold just because maybe your ATM bank account balance doesn't have all the zeros that you would like to, that you should really get out and explore, really helped us launch the idea of creating these Millennial Money travel guides. And we're really excited to launch our very first travel guide. They're free. Free.
Yeah, free, yes.
And the travel guides really just document all the places that we love to see and do and eat and sip and, you know, shop at in a particular city.
Of course, listen to music in Music City for this version.
Exactly. So it's our way of traveling, the way we like to travel, you know, and even if we had all the money in the world, it's our way of traveling smartly so that we can experience really cool things, but not feel like, you know, we've emptied our bank account either.
Yeah, we have the idea for the guide because a lot of people always ask us, you know, where should I go? Hey, I'm going to Nashville. But in the past few years, I've had friends ask us. We had a listener this year, went for New Year's to Nashville. And so we gave her a guide and they loved it and they had a great time and they went to a lot of the places that we mentioned as well too. So we just decided, hey, you know what? Let's give you guys this really cool free guide that we designed and it's really looking good. It's some of our places to eat, drink, sleep, listen to music, shop. And we're also going to give you a few language tips as well too because it is the South. If you're not from the South, they have some sayings down there that we didn't even know about. I mean, like, have you ever heard of meat and threes?
I have never, actually.
And now you know. But for you to find out what meat and threes are, you got to get our guide. So you got to download that.
And where can they get the guide?
We can get the guide.
Through the show notes,
exactly.
Yes, so you got to make sure that you go to the show notes and click the link to download your free guide because you're definitely going to want to grab these.
Yes. So for this episode, what we decided to do, we gather a lot of our musician friends, our chef friends, and our writer friends, and they're all going to talk about their favorite things to do in Nashville, things to see, to do, to hear, to listen, all that kind of stuff. Everything that we mentioned before, it's this all their own guide, and they're all locals. A lot of them have lived there for a long time. If not, they are permanent residents there. Some have just moved in the last few years and kind of discovered so many things there. So first up, we have Drew Holcomb, who's a singer-songwriter, a really good friend of ours. He's going to talk about his favorite things. Alyssa Bonagura, who's a singer, she's going to talk about her favorite things. Jesse Rice, who's a really cool guy, is going to talk about all the good places to go drink. Hish, who we just had on the show, is a DJ, electric dance music DJ, and he's going to give his insights, and he just moved there in the last several years, so he loves it. Gina Cecilia, who's going to be on the show, she is a singer, a blues singer, basically, from Philadelphia, who moved there 3 years ago and just fell in love with Nashville and has been influenced by so many great things to do in Nashville. Chef John Lasseter, who is a friend of ours now, he is the executive chef of Hattie B's, which is one of the hottest Nashville hot chicken places in the town. They have two locations. They're opening a few more. Hattie B's was really great. You love that pimento mac and cheese, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely. Love anything pimento.
Yes, and that's another thing that will be in our guide. What is pimento cheese? If you've never heard of pimento cheese,
you need to know.
You definitely need to know and go to our guide and find out. And lastly, our other friend, Lily Clayton Hansen, who is a writer who we had on the show a couple months ago talking about Nashville and all the things to do there. So we're sitting here in your home in Nashville, in your office in Nashville. What's something, if people are coming to visit Nashville, what's one place like, you know what, you got to see that and you probably never even heard of that?
You know, it's funny. Like, I feel like a lot of people skip the Country Music Hall of Fame if they're not country music people. Mm-hmm. That, for me, as a local, was the most surprisingly interesting place. Because mm-hmm. it's kind of a tourist stop. Mm-hmm. But to really learn the history of country music and was really cool, going all the way back to, like, Bristol and the Carter family and you know, Jimmy Rogers. I think that's a really underrated spot. I mean, Nashville really does have like ridiculous coffee shops. You know, I mean, you could do a whole weekend tour of coffee shops. My favorite, like, kind of place that most people don't go eat is a place called Peg Leg Porker. And the reason I love it is because it's Memphis style barbecue. Nashville's a great barbecue, but they kind of like don't have an identity. It's like they, some Texas joints or some Kansas City joints.
Right.
Peg Leg is like, is where I go to like feel like I'm going home for the day.
Right, and that's just a great name, too.
Yeah, it really is. Yes, it really is.
I'd go to that place just for that name.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
So last question. So speaking of Nashville, and you grew up here and it's changed so much.
Yeah.
Why is Nashville still a really cool city to come visit or live?
Nashville right now is the coolest I think it's ever been. I mean, I've lived here my whole life, 28 years, and it's grown so much. I mean, like, you can get any kind of food here now.
Yeah.
And it's like the best if you're a foodie. I'm totally a foodie. I love food. I'm Italian. I grew up that way. And so you can go to, like, the best restaurants. I mean, you don't really come here for clubbing because we don't do that. There's some cool gay clubs, which are awesome, which you should go to. Or if you just want to go out for fun dancing, that's really fun. But I mean, you come here to listen to music, and so the venues are just amazing. I mean, Third and Lindsley is amazing. The Five Spot's really cool. The Basement's really awesome. And you just don't know who you're gonna see.
Right.
You know? Right. I mean, like, I saw the Civil Wars play at the Basement, the Little Basement, right when they started, and I think I was with my dad because my dad, like, met me in town for something, and I was like, hey, there's this new band, and they're playing in the Basement. So we went there, and we witnessed that, and I was like, holy shit, dude, they're amazing, you know? So you can be on the brink of seeing, like, the next Eric Clapton.
You don't even know it.
So everybody just comes here, and what's great about this town is everybody supports each other. I mean, like, my friends like Cree Harrison and Lucy Silvis and Brothers Osborne. I mean, we all support each other, and every time we see each other, we're like, oh my God, how are you doing? Like, let's hang out soon. We're all so busy that we haven't seen them in forever, but you know, like, yeah. That's what's great about it. You know, yeah. Everybody comes to each other's shows and we post about each other's music. Okay. Yeah. So it's the place to be for sure.
Awesome.
If you want to get better and you're a musician,
yeah,
move to Nashville.
Right. But it's even more so, you know? More than just musicians these days. Artists and actors and other people are just...
I know.
A lot of creatives, the city is really... You know,
yeah. And honestly, like, the energy here is, like, everybody just loves what they do so much, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So I think it's attracting that, you right. know, and, like, really nice people are moving here.
Right.
From everywhere, so it's cool. It's right. really cool. Yeah.
Last question. You live in Nashville now. What are a couple of, like, cool bars that people came to Nashville, like, you'd want to go hang out and that maybe even some off the beaten path too?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I could probably name all of those because I probably went to every single one of them last night, but I'm just kidding. No, so for me, I'm like I said, I've been here a long time. I prefer older school. Yeah. And everybody comes to Nashville, they want to go to Broadway, right? I mean, yeah. and you should. If it's your first night in Nashville, go to Broadway, exactly. go do that.
Yeah.
And get that kind of...
It's like going to Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like, yeah. I mean, to absolutely do that. Your next night, come over this way, Midtown way, go to bars like in the Midtown area, Red Door, Winners, Losers, Tavern, that kind of area, and that's where you'll find sort of the more local flavor. Yeah. If you want a different, whole different vibe, yeah. go over to East right. Nashville. Great restaurants. A little different, you know, it's a little farther, but yeah. it's a cool neighborhood over there too. So
yeah.
I would recommend either, like, if you want a local flavor, come to Midtown or go to East Nashville.
Right.
Or Germantown. Right. Germantown's nice too.
Right. And that's growing too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if you're hanging out in Nashville and you want to go find a cool club, maybe that you're playing or somebody else is playing, where are we going in Nashville?
Oh man, we're going out tonight, aren't we?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, if you're Nashvilleian or whatever the hell we're called,
right?
if you have family in town, of course you're gonna go down to Lower Broadway. That's where, you know, that's what you see on TV. That's all the it basically looks like the Vegas Strip, but with cowboy boots everywhere.
Right.
So Lower Broadway, yeah. There's you know. 60 to 100 bars down there, literally one after another, every single one, no cover charge, every single one has live music. It's quite the experience if you've never been here. But I had my mom in town with a bunch of family friends this past weekend, and we spent most of it down there on Broadway. We were hitting up places like Crazy Town, which is a big three-story honky-tonk with live music, and then a DJ like myself up on the third floor. We went down to Robert's, which is personally my favorite spot on Broadway, which you're going to hear nothing but classic country. Pretty much anything pre-1995. So you're hearing your Waylon and your Hank and stuff like that.
Well, outside of country music, where are people going to go?
Yeah. If you're someone like, you know, me and my friends are hanging out, you know, yesterday, Mondays, ironically enough, Mondays and Tuesdays are kind of like our weekend when you're a musician. You get back on Sunday and then you take off for 2 days and go have fun. So yesterday, actually, we were in Midtown. Midtown is kind of where all the locals hang. Again, a bunch of bars, but you're not necessarily going to hear live music everywhere. It's more of like a place you go, you hang out, you talk about what's going on, you know, who's coming out with new music, et cetera. But the biggest nights in Nashville, Monday night, there's something at Winner's Bar and Grill called Whiskey Jam. And Whiskey Jam started right about when I moved here, and it has gone from a room that had maybe 20 people in it to an entire brand. They have Whiskey Jam every single Monday night. Place is packed by 9 o'clock. They have Whiskey Jam East now, where that's like once a month at a different location, and they travel around. They take the whole idea of Whiskey Jam to Chicago and so on. But Whiskey Jam is kind of, honestly, like, it's probably one of the biggest staples in Nashville as far as locals. Because you go to Whiskey Jam, which is in Midtown at Winners, and you see people like Chris Young just randomly get up on stage and play a song. Or, you know, I remember when I first moved here, like, when whiskey jams started to kind of get a buzz around town, I went every single Monday, and I played there before I was doing like the DJ thing. I actually was getting up and singing some of my own music there as well. But man, it's crazy. Every single big act that you hear on the radio now has either been in the room at Whiskey Jam at some point or has played the stage at Whiskey Jam. And this is a small bar, man. It's crazy. I've been in there when Miranda and Blake went back. Well, when they were together, they were in there
together. Yeah, right.
I remember walking in there one night and, this is funny. This is probably going to bite me in the ass someday, but I was standing next to Miranda and honest to God, did not know who it was. Cause she had her hair like down. And I turned to my buddy and I was like, yo, I was like, check her out. She was like, she was looking good. She was looking good.
Right.
And he whispers, dude, that's Miranda Lambert. And I'm not even joking. I literally turned back just a little bit further and Blake's standing behind her. He's like, he's like 20 feet tall. Right. And I was like, I'm so glad I didn't like
right.
sit on it or something.
Right, exactly.
but that's like kind of the vibe there. Like you walk in there, man, and there's people
you never know
on the radio.
Show up. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's cool. Some huge acts. I mean, huge acts have played in there before they were anything.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding? Or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical. If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
being that you're a newbie sort of to Nashville, you've been there for a few years, what are some of the things you love about Nashville and what kind of made you kind of want to move there?
What do I love about Nashville? I love the food here is great.
And it's changed so much, hasn't it?
It has changed so much because so many new people have moved in and and chefs are coming in from all over the country and opening restaurants. There's so much good food here. And I love hanging out in East Nashville, excuse me, which is a cool neighborhood. I hang out at a place called the Family Wash a lot.
Oh, yeah, actually, right. Yeah.
Which is a place where you never know who's going to come through and perform there. I do gigs there from time to time and hang out. And that's in East Nashville. I really like it there.
Right. And that's a fun place to either get a drink or grab a cup of coffee, too. So
yeah, and it's also a restaurant, and there's music. What is it? 6 nights a week.
Mm.
So it's a cool place to hang out. And there's just so much to do in Nashville. So the list goes on and on.
Right. What would surprise people about if they've never been to Nashville? What would people go in there go, oh, wow, I never knew that actually, you know, this about Nashville.
Never knew about Nashville. The music industry is not the biggest industry here.
Right.
Or you wouldn't believe the traffic.
Right.
Yeah, and the construction everywhere, and it's how much it's growing, and how many people are coming here. If you go downtown on a Friday or Saturday night, it's like it's like walking on the sidewalks. It's like close. You can compare it to walking on the sidewalks in Times Square around Christmas time. It's just so many people are coming here, and that it's not just country music, and that if you spread out from downtown, you'll be able to see all kinds of things, and
there's all kinds of music to check out too.
All kinds of music to check out, yeah, for sure.
So I mean, I love the rivers and streams around town just because I'm a big fly fisherman.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, the Harpeth River, or even if you don't like fishing, you can go canoeing down. I just like the outdoors, and whether it's fishing or hiking or biking, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
The Natchez Trace is an amazing place, too.
Right.
Beautiful scenery. Of course, a lot of people know about that, though.
But I think sometimes people don't think of Nashville as being like a river kind of city
stuff.
Yeah, because, you know, you see Broadway and all the other stuff like that. You don't think that there's so many things,
water, around,
water and stuff.
A lot of
like
fish
that
to be caught out there.
Exactly.
And if you travel about an hour east towards Cookeville, right before Cookeville is the Caney River, an amazing place to catch trout.
Right.
It's smallmouth, striper bass, catfish, bluegill, panfish, all those kind of things are in this area, which are really fun to go after too. So
right.
I have a ball with it whenever I get a free chance.
So my personal favorite is Pinewood Social. I'm biased. I live next door, so I'm there like five times a week. They're probably like, this girl needs to get another home. I think that's kind of the perfect place because, you know, you can get breakfast, coffee, cocktails. You can go bowling. Last time my cousin was in town, he kicked my ass in bowling there. Jerk. So that would be my number one choice. I would say I love the Frothy Monkey. That was really the first place I ever visited in Nashville. But I still think that their restaurant on 12 South and now the one downtown on Fifth Avenue, they're just sort of like local institutions. So those would be my top two favorites. Like if you're in Nashville, definitely visit them. And then Crema for coffee. They have the best coffee and the owners are just really lovely people.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to Pinewood Social yet. I really need to get there next time.
Oh, yeah. It's the best. You'll have a great time.
All right. So if you weren't totally excited about Nashville before you heard all of our friends tell their favorite places, you will be after you check out our free Millennial Money travel guide. What you'll need to do is head on over to the show notes. If you're listening to this podcast in a podcast player, just click on the show notes. There'll be a link and it will take you over to a place where you can download the travel guide. You will actually need to give us your email address, but that's not a bad thing.
No, that's a good thing because we're cool and we actually give free stuff away and we have more guides on the way. We have European guides coming up. So there's a lot of things you want to be connected with us. And it's a good way that we have your stuff and we can send you out these really cool free things as well.
Exactly. So we hope you enjoy the guide, and we hope you start planning your trip to Nashville.
If you do make it to Nashville, email us and let us know what you did and if you found anything cool in here. Because as we re-listen to this, there's a lot of really cool things to do in Nashville, even more so than I ever thought.
Exactly. So head on over to the show notes, download the link for our travel guide. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter @ShaunaGame and Instagram @millennial_money.